With KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald. Next month, the University of Oregon, Oregon State, and Portland State University are embarking on a project called the Year of Water. I spoke with U of O Associate Professor Alai Regis Santos to find out more. Regis Santos says the initiative was partly inspired by Governor Kate Brown's Oregon Water Vision Project.
In relationship to that governor initiative, public universities began to imagine, what would it look like to think about what kind of research are people doing here? How is it that public universities can serve the public sector in thinking about what are those water needs and resources that we need to consider so that everyone has access to clean water in the state?
I think that water is something that, especially in Oregon, we feel like we have plenty of, and we feel sort of, you know, comfortable that we're going to be okay in terms of water, whereas other places, maybe not so much. So is that true? Is that something that we're just assuming?
We are so blessed. We have a lot of water resources in many ways. We have snow, we have rivers, we have the ocean, we have rain. So it is true that we have access to water. The question is, what's the quality of that water? Some of the issues that we find in the state have to do with pollution of well water. For example, mercury in water. We're talking about droughts that we didn't used to have before. We're talking about the snow cap shifting because of climate change and warmer temperatures impacting also the quality of water. We had the algae blooms in Salem, right? That impacted quality of water last year. So these are all questions that we're asking. So yes, we have water. It is quite an amazing resource in the state. The question is, what's the quality of that water? And are we going to have access to clean water for generations to come?
So how do you see this taking shape? You mentioned three different universities being involved. Is it across disciplines at the universities?
Yes. The amazing thing is that we're actually harnessing all of the strengths that these three universities have on water. Right now, Melissa Hafner at Portland State University is hosting a weekly water justice talk. And she has people from all disciplines, humanities, social sciences, scientists, talking about these issues of water. In Oregon State University, now in April, they actually have a student conference. Students who are doing research about water will be presenting there, among many other talks and events that they're hosting over the next year. Here at U of Oregon, we just had our first faculty mixer. We're actually trying to bring together faculty from different disciplines, you know, from science, social sciences, humanities, to think about what would it look like to partner, you know, a biologist with a humanities person, thinking about what are the issues of water quality and what kinds of stories people tell about water, for example. What would it look like to pair together all of these disciplinary strengths within our university to produce better knowledge about water? We're also going to be hosting a series of events called Humans and the Coast. And so two of my colleagues have put that together, and you can also find that information online. Those will be four talks happening now in the spring. And so a lot of what we're doing is creating spaces for scholars at University of Oregon, PSU, and OSU get to know each other. Oftentimes, we don't know each other. We're all in our own little spaces in the state, thinking about what is the best research we can produce about water in the state and also elsewhere. Community-engaged research that we're doing right now, like we're actually working with communities to research what is happening with your water resources, and some events to bring community partners to the university to think about how could faculty help you do that research that you don't have funding to do with your community, for example.
What are you hoping will be accomplished? I'm sure there's a lot, but if there's a couple things that you think are especially important in what you're trying to do with this Year of Water.
I mean, I think one of the main goals that we all have is, one, to raise awareness about this myth that somehow we have access to water, therefore we don't need to care about it in the state. I think that that is a really sad and truly dangerous myth that we all have. There's all these ways in which people waste water because they think that it's an infinite resource, but it isn't. It's like anything else. So one major goal is to raise awareness about the need to really think carefully about water. One of my students who's working with me on a project about water in rural areas in Oregon and communities of color is from California. And she said that she had never seen people waste water as much as they see them here in Oregon, that she cannot believe seeing her roommate shower for like a half hour, when at home in San Francisco, she would not be allowed to do that. So definitely one goal is to really raise awareness about the need to care for water, definitely to build better community amongst our public universities, showcase that public universities have a role to play in decision-making in the state, in contributing to our society.
Alai Regis Santos is Associate Professor of Indigenous Race and Ethnic Studies at the University of Oregon. She spoke with me about the Year of Water Project at the U of O, OSU, and PSU. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.